Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and joining me for this week's show. If you're like most college graduates, you probably have student loan debt that weighs heavily on your mind. Or maybe you have a son or daughter who is or will be responsible for student loans. For students who graduated last spring, your six-month grace period is up, and it's officially time to face your loan payments. So in this episode, I'll cover five student loan repayment options that can help you manage education debt, ease your financial burden, and save money. I'll also touch on the dangers of getting behind or not paying student loans. To check out the links and resources that I'm going to mention, just visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 378, called Five Student Loan Repayment Options. Did you know that the average education debt load is now about $30,000 per student? No matter if you can afford your education debt or you're struggling to make payments, it's really important to have a student loan repayment strategy. The first step is to get organized and understand what you owe. There's a central database called the National Student Loan Data System that tracks federal loan programs all the way from funding through account closure. I'll put a link to this resource in the show notes. But this database does not track private loans, so if you have those, you'll need to check your statements or contact your lender or school for more information. You can use a handy app such as Tuition.io or Student Loan Hero to aggregate your student loan information. Or you can do it the old school way by creating a spreadsheet with the following information for each of your loans. You'll want to note the type of loan, such as federal or private, the repayment date, which is when your first payment is or was due, the interest rate and type, such as fixed or variable, the servicing company, which handles your loans and collects your payments, and this may be different than the lender, and the servicing company contact information, such as their phone number and website. Having all of your loan information in one place will make it easier to choose the best repayment option. If you ever have trouble paying your student loan, it's very important to contact your loan servicing company as quickly as possible and discuss your options. You probably know that if you don't make payments or you pay late, that gets reported to the nationwide credit bureaus and will damage your credit scores. Additionally, legal action can be taken against you, including garnishing your wages and withholding your tax refunds. Even if you have a major financial problem and declare bankruptcy, student loans may not be discharged. That's why student loans are a much more serious debt than many people realize. But the good news is that you may be able to get some relief by changing your student loan repayment option. I'm going to cover four repayment options for federal student loans and one for private loans. So here they are. Option number one is standard repayment. Standard repayment is the plan you automatically get for a student loan unless you choose a different repayment plan. You're required to pay a fixed amount per month for the life of your loan, which is typically 10 years. Now, if you have a consolidated loan, you can stretch out the term to 30 years depending on the total amount you owe for your education, which includes all your federal and private loans. And just a reminder, a consolidated loan is when you take two or more loans and convert them into one loan product. Of all the federal student loan repayment options, Standard repayment is best because it charges the least amount of interest over the life of the loan. Now, your monthly payments may be higher than payments required for other plans, but you'll save the most money in interest over time with standard repayment. Option number two, graduated repayment. If you don't end up earning as much money as you might expect right after graduation, the graduated repayment plan may be a good option. This plan gives you a low interest rate for your student loan that goes up every 2 years. So that means you start out with a low payment that increases little by little every 2 years. You can repay a graduated student loan for up to 10 years or even up to 30 years if you have a consolidated loan. Again, it depends on the total amount of education debt that you have. Option number three, extended repayment. But what if you can't afford the loan payments that increase in future years? In that case, extended repayment may be your best option. It generally gives you lower payments than either the standard or graduated repayment plans that I just covered. To qualify for extended repayment, you must owe more than $30,000 for any one type of federal loan. You can opt to pay fixed or graduated payments for up to 25 years under this plan. Option number four, income-driven repayment. If the extended repayment plan still doesn't make your student loan payment affordable, you should know that there are still even more options based on your income, family size, and type of loan. However, you must provide tax returns or proof of income to determine your eligibility, so there may be a little more work involved. Additionally, you may be required to pay income tax on any amount of debt that is forgiven. This may happen if you still have an outstanding loan balance at the end of your repayment period. For example, let's say you owe $40,000 and make payments over a 20-year term, but still have $5,000 remaining at the end. Now, you wouldn't have to pay the leftover amount after making payments for your 20-year term, but you would have to pay tax on the remaining $5,000 balance because it's forgiven debt. There are three main types of income-driven repayment plans. They're income-based repayment, pay-as-you-earn repayment, and income-contingent repayment. I don't want to bore you with the nitty-gritty details on each of these plans, but what I want you to understand is that even if you have low income, an income that fluctuates each year, or a family situation that makes your payment unaffordable, there are several options. Your payment under an income-driven plan could be as low as 10% of your discretionary income. To see the details about each of the income-driven plans, check out the post for this episode on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are golden retrievers. Which means Tubi is more popular than using meat-flavored toothpaste. More popular than never figuring out what W-A-L-K spells. More popular than kicking your leg when a human rubs your belly just right. Tubi, it's more popular than golden retrievers. See you in there.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Option number 5, private lender repayment. So the last repayment option is for a private student loan, and this depends completely on the flexibility of your lender. Most private lenders offer few alternatives besides a fixed-rate plan that requires repayment over a 10 to 25-year term. That's why I recommend that you always tap out your federal student loan options first before turning to private lenders. Now, if saving money is your main objective, you should stick with standard repayment or choose the most aggressive plan that your financial situation allows. But never agree to a repayment plan that you really can't afford, because that'll just get you into more trouble. If your financial situation improves, consider refinancing or consolidating your private and federal loans. Getting a lower interest rate can save you a huge amount of money over the life of your loans. So be sure to revisit your student loan repayment strategy on a regular basis to make sure it's still the best option for your financial situation. Shannon McClay, the author of Train Your Way to Financial Fitness, was a contributing writer for this episode. She's the managing editor at MoneySavingPro.com. If you have money questions that you'd like for me to cover in a future podcast or newsletter, send them to money@quickanddirtytips.com or post them on the Money Girl Facebook page. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.